created to have some fun together, sharing and singing. So, join and enjoy!
Our love for opera brings us together. Thanks for being with us in this trip.
In today's episode of Parlons d'Eux, we have a very interesting opera that is that I recall, or that many people may recall by this phrase that happens to be sung a couple of times and that give lots of meaning inside this opera. You may recall that "A te questo rosario." This phrase of "A te questo rosario" is what defines a good number of things that happen here in La Gioconda. La Gioconda by Maestro Amilcare Ponchielli. As I was telling you, this is a very interesting opera in a good number of senses. In one hand, if you look for information on this opera and the history of the composition of this opera, you will find that Maestro Ponchielli really didn't like the plot, and Arrigo Boito, who happens to support in the writing of the libretto, he didn't like it either. So neither two of the main pieces of that are in the creation of this great opera, none of the two was very convinced, satisfied, really didn't want to do it. It is said that it is in the, by the insistence of Ricordi, that Amilcare Ponchielli moves on with the composition of this opera. This opera also has had a couple of few changes in the beginning until Ponchielli found himself happy with the final arrangements of it. So, and up to these days, it is usually that that last version that you can see around the world, that there are recordings. And moreover, there is a good number of, not a good number, sorry, there is few numbers throughout the whole opera that are very well known. Possibly the most interesting thing here is that the most well-known part is not the three main arias, or the three most known arias, such as the Suicidio by Gioconda, Cielo e Mar by Enzo, or Voce di Donna by La Cecca. None of the three, but it is the balletto, the ballet, that happens to be well-known. I will tell you a little ahead why. But that is another very interesting thing, that this is an opera that is more known by the balletto, by the orchestral part there, rather than the three arias by the main singers. Another very interesting thing around this Gioconda is around the name, because Gioconda means in Spanish or in other languages, if translated from Italian, makes reference to a woman who is happy, who has this joviality around life. That's what Gioconda really means. But if you look, as we are going to be talking about the plot, there is anything but laughter or happiness in this opera. And so from that name comes La Gioconda. The other thing that I would like to mention now is that La Gioconda is also not, even though the name of the opera is given to her, she is not a true heroine in the sense of black and white that we like to picture these heroines in the world of opera. She is, in fact, you will see a little ahead, she's violent herself, being almost able to kill somebody. And somehow the other characters are also not that lovable as well. And another thing that makes this opera very interesting and particular is that, from my perspective, we have in the role of the baritone the most detestable role that can be for the counterpart of Enzo. We have a very, very detestable, but very detestable guy that you will notice plays the role of being a spy. Sometimes it is mentioned that he is a spy for the Inquisition. Sometimes it is said that he is a spy for another group of power. At the end, he's a spy. and many people like to compare him to Scarpia, our very well-known Scarpia in Tosca. The two of them are true monsters. The two of them are true evils. But from my perspective, Barnaba is even worse than Scarpia. Barnaba, till the very last moment, shows us the darkness of his soul. It is also said sometimes that Barnaba is not to be compared to Scarpia by Maestro Puccini in Tosca, but compared to the Iago in Otello, that also true monster in the masterpiece by Maestro Verdi. That Iago in Otello is what most people say Barnaba should be compared to. And if I was to have my top three monsters, I think that maybe number three would be Scarpia, number two would be Iago, and still Barnaba would be my worst baritone character ever. We will see ahead why I like to say that. And the final thing that I would like to mention around of what makes this opera very special, or having some characteristics that make it special, the last is that it is composed in a style that, even though of course Amilcare Ponchielli is Italian, it is written in the style of the Grand Opéra Français. Why? Because of the duration, and moreover, if you remember, the Grand Opéra needs to include a balletto. We need to have a ballet inside that opera so that it can be called a Grand Opéra. And that is the format that Amilcare Ponchielli decides to follow. The music, you will notice, the music, the words, more sometimes moreover the words than the music. There is a heavy orchestration, which by the way demands, of course, heavy, very powerful voices. And remember that every time we have a heavy, a powerful voice, then that means that the voice is usually not nice. It is not a nice, a lovable voice. Of course, exceptions, as we have mentioned in the past, the La Voce d'Angelo, Renata Tebaldi. Of course, if you have a voice like Renata's, you can sing anything, even if it is spinto, and still sound nice. And that makes us recall the fact that it is a very difficult role for all the singers. And that's what makes this opera very little represented. It is very hard to find a soprano, a tenor, an evil Barnaba, and a good contralto to sing La Cecca. So putting all those roles together is kind of difficult nowadays. That's why it is very little represented. It was also very little represented in the past. There were not so many voices. Of course, some of the greatest voices of the century have sung it. Of course, Zinka Milanov, of course, Renata Tebaldi, of course, the recording by Maria Callas, and some other names that have been around for La Gioconda, Eva Marton more recently, of course. And let's get to the music. First thing that I would like to tell you is that I really... it is long, insisting on the fact of the format of the Grand Opéra Française. It is long, it has a ballet there, so the duration, if you're seeing it live, including, you know, the intermezzos and all that stuff, it would easily go around 3 hours and a half, approach to close to 4 hours. Recordings could be around 2:45, almost 3 hours. So you would take that in mind when you think of La Gioconda. And the truth is that the style of composition by Ponchielli in this opera is not, even though people say, oh, l'aria cello e mare is beautiful, or l'aria by La Cecca, or all those. Truth is that there is no melodic beauty as you could find in Puccini's, the beautiful melodies that some other composers would have in given arias. Some people say that it is stuck between the previous Romanticism and very early still to be called Verismo. So it is stuck somewhere in between. Of course, if you want to analyze and you are an academic of studying music, you would take that so seriously, but if you just enjoy music, you just go ahead and enjoy La Gioconda. Now, almost 10 minutes and I keep speaking. No. Let's get to... Oh, and I have to make another comment. Please don't forget to write an email if you feel like to Katia, either to me or to any of us in general. Please send us an email telling us why music is so special to you at operawheelofsinging@gmail.com, operawheelofsinging@gmail.com. We would like to hear from you. What country are you listening to us? And anything else that you would like to share. Okay, enough with the comments. Let's go to the music. And let's go for the first role. It is called La Checa, which means that she is blind. Makes reference to a woman who is blind. That's what La Checa means. And it is very interesting because this is the only role that is not called by her name. La Checa is the mother of La Gioconda, that's Gioconda's mother, but she's not given a name. She's just La Checa, like privating her from humanity, and that humanity be her name, as just referring to her by the fact that she cannot see. So La Checa is already old. Of course, one can think she's maybe not only blind, but also ill. And still is the only character in the whole opera that one can think it's the only human that can be seen as being pure in her purpose and behavior. All the other characters, at some extent, one cannot tolerate or accept what is going to happen next, but the only role that is truly human, truly pure, is La Checa, the one that was not given a name. And she has this aria, very popular aria for contralto. La Checa is to be sung by a contralto. Voce di donna, and the words go like: Voce di donna o d'angelo, le mie catene ha sciolto, mi vietan le mie tenebre di quella santa il volto, pure da me non partassi senza un pietoso don. No. Let's make a pause there and give you the translation. The overall context of this aria is that La Checa was this opera happens in Venice. So La Checa is walking in the streets of Venice, and Barnaba, that pure evil guy, in order to be able to blackmail La Gioconda, she decides that he is going to invent, to come up with something, so that La Checa can be called a witch. In the times of Inquisition, of course, you know what happened to a witch. So Barnaba accuses La Checa of being a witch. And so people and the Inquisition are going to decide on her fate. And that's when arrives Laura, accompanied by her husband. And it is Laura who saves La Checa. So La Checa, in gratitude, in responding to Laura for having saved her, and remember, this is very important, Laura saved La Checa. Laura saved the mother of La Gioconda. So La Checa replies, "Ah, is this the voice of a woman, or is this the voice of an angel? Voce di donna o d'angelo has caused my cruel chains to sever, while my poor eyes, devoid of sight, can see thy features never. Because these eyes that are blind I will never give me the chance of seeing you, you that I think you're an angel. Pura de menon partasi, yet I would offer, ere we part, a token from my heart, from my sad, grateful heart. A te questo rosario, this rosary I give thee, this rosary that has been with me, I give it to you. A te questo rosario, che le preghiere aduna, io te porgo accettalo, ti porterà fortuna. Round it my heartfelt prayers cling, then to accept the gift from me, it will good fortune to thee bring, and on thy head forever near shall be my heartfelt prayer, shall be my prayer, shall be my heartfelt prayer. Because La Checa is not only giving the rosary to Laura, she's blessing her. Sulla tua testa vigili la mia benedizione. La Checa, that has nothing but her heart and her poverty, the only thing she can offer is the rosary and the blessings to the woman who just saved her life. Sulla tua testa, vigili la mia benedizione. That my prayer, my heartfelt prayer, takes care of you from now on. La mia benedizione, vigili, sulla tua testa, vigili la mia benedizione. And this is how La Checa thanks Laura for having saved her. There is nothing else she can give. And in return for that favor, La Gioconda will also thank the woman who just saved her mother. Keep this in mind because this is very important and you are about to see why. But there are two more things that I have to tell you before we move on. Enzo, the tenor, is in love for Laura. We just said that Laura is married to, well, has a husband, she's married, and has just saved the La Checa, also with the support of her husband, who also happens to have an important role in the Inquisition, in a role of power by those days. But Barnaba, who is around, remember that he is the one who said that La Checa was a witch, notices that Enzo has some feelings for Laura. So he offers to arrange for a love encounter between Laura and Enzo. Of course, he already knows that Enzo is a disguised role of a gentle Genovese who happens to be there in the lands of Venice, but that even though he's disguised, he knows who he is. So he knows he can deliver him to justice. He would play then. He has just started playing his game by accusing La Checa, but will continue his game, but now taking Enzo to a trap. By that, by making the use of the love that Enzo has for Laura. That's what the first act has shared with us. The second act is very interesting because from my perspective, if you allow me to make a comparison, this is an explosion of violence and many things happening on stage. For me, I like to compare this second act of La Gioconda to the second act of Tosca. If you are aware of also the levels of violence, of horrible things that happen on stage in Tosca, there peace here in La Gioconda. This second act is full of those. But before things start going very wrong, Enzo is by his ship, and that is where he sings a very well-known aria known by the name of Cielo e Mar. Cielo e Mar, which means the sky, the heaven, and the sea. This is what a sailor would make of his life, only sea and water. That is Cielo y Mar. And who does he sing this song to? Well, we are about to see that when he starts Cielo y Mar, l'etereo velo splende come un santo altar. Cielo y Mar, that ethereal veil shining like a saint altar. L'angel mio verrà dal cielo, l'angel mio verrà dal mare. Will my angel come from heaven, or would my angel come from the sea? Qui l'attendo ardente spira, oggi il vento dell'amor, a quell'om che vi sospira, vi conquide o sogni d'or, a quell'om che vi sospira, vi conquide o sogni d'or, o sogni d'or. At this point, I would like to make a pause and tell you something. I was telling you that this is a very heavy opera, that it demands spinto roles. And I have shared with you in the past, as it was the case, for example, in Turandot, that it was heavy because it was sung so much often around the middle upper register, and high volume in the middle upper register continuously is very tiring for all singers. That's why only spinto voices can sing it. Well, in this case, they are also spinto voices, but Ponchielli has chosen to go so very often above an F. Well, if you read music, or if you were of the range of the voices, singing above the F, going for a G, no matter whether they are sharp or flat, still F sharp, G's, the B and the A, all of those notes. I would say that maybe La Gioconda could be called the opera of the above G or the above F's, because he goes often and often and often to those notes, which of course are very tiring for the singer and demand a great control and volume so that you can be heard above the orchestration. And this is the case for the aria of Enzo. Vi conquide, he goes for an A, o soli, o sogni, sogni d'amor, o sogni, goes for a G, sogni d'or, per l'aura fondano una par nel suo monte, l'orizzonte baccia l'onda, l'onda baccia l'orizzonte, above F again, qui nell'onda vio mi giaco con l'anelli, anei, above F again, anelito del cor, vieni o dona, vieni all'alba, again above F, al bacio della vita, again A, above F, della, again above F, dell'amor, vieni o dona, qui t'attendo, cola, again G, nell'attendo nel cor, vieni o dona, vieni al bacio, vieni, vieni e vieni al bacio, again an A, della vita e dell'amor, and then again an A. And then avien, avien, again above an F. So if you counted, there is at least six or seven times that in the same aria, Ponchielli wants a tenor to go around above the F. That can be tiring, because the last phrases of this aria that he sings to his love, he has repeatedly asked him for high notes. Della vita, dell'amor, vieni o dona, qui t'attendo, cola tenito del cor, vieni o dona, vieni al bacio, vieni, vieni, vieni al bacio della vita e dell'amor, avien, avien. So, keeps going high and high and high and high, and the tenor has to keep going ahead and ahead and ahead ahead, and it still sounds, complete. It's still there, the beginning of the second act, and there is more than half of the opera to come. And this is the reason why you certainly have not heard it very often, even in the voices of the greatest tenors. Not too many tenors, there have not been so many tenors who would dare to sing this, bring this aria to his recital or his concert. Much easier to sing Che gelida manina, much lighter way of writing, maybe Luceva le stelle, okay, couple of times where it is difficult, but Cielo e Mar, where you have more than five times going above an F and keeping an A loud and clear, it's sometimes way too much. And so, after having wrapped up his avia, right after that, after having shown us that the tenor is powerful, there comes a duet of love between Laura and Enzo, but keep in mind that we said that Laura is married. So this woman is unloyal to his husband, and Enzo, he's single himself, but he knows that his interest of love is a married woman. Still, he doesn't stop. So Laura knows she's married and still goes at night for an encounter with Enzo. And Enzo, well, knows that, and he is pretty fine with that. So Enzo notices that there is a boat approaching, and it comes with Barnaba, because remember that Barnaba is the one who offered to arrange for that encounter. So Barnaba brings Laura with him, and so when they two meet, this duet of love, I was telling you earlier that the writing of Ponchielli is not in with beautiful melodic writing such as Puccini's or other composers. Ponchielli's is more like harsh way of writing, like everything all of a moment happens, and then there is anger and there is violence and then there is orchestration. And even if they are singing words of love, you do not see in his writing those legato phrases, that use of the pianissimo, maybe triple pianissimo, mezzo forte, you know, to give that sensation of love. No, this is like, you know, like a very native love, like a love, if love could be the word, more like a passion or desire for one another, like just willing to be together because they want to be together. That's what, from my perspective, this duet of love between Laura and Enzo is really about. So Laura says, Enzo, mi amor. And Enzo replies, cielo e amor. And again, the opera of the above A's has already demanded from them an A flat. So they go for cielo e amor. Buona fortuna, says Barnaba, sinistramente allontanandosi, which means he already has planned. Remember that Barnaba has decided to deliver Enzo to justice, and at the same time, he's going to unveil the treason of Laura to her husband. That's what Barnaba's plans really are. Oh, la sinistra voce, says Laura, that sinister voice. Sei fu che ti salvò, replies Enzo, but he's the guy who saved you. Pur sorridea d'un infernal sorriso. And even though he saved me, there is an evil laughter, an evil smile in him. E l'uomo che ci ha per sé il paradiso, de non turbare, corre paure di questi istanti lebrezze pure, d'amor soltanto con me ragiona, e il cielo cara che schiudi a me. And again, an A. Remember, the opera of above the F's. Ah, del tuo bacio nel dolce incanto celeste gioia diventa, again above earth, now we go for a G, il pianto umano strazio più non perdona, se non perdona tuo amor, amor non è, amor non è, amor non è. What Laura has just shared with us is that del tuo bacio nel dolce incanto celeste gioia diventa il pianto umano strazio che non perdona se perdonato amor amor non è. This love is not to be forgiven by God. She knows she's married and she knows that God would never accept that a woman is unloyal to her husband. And Enzo replies, Ma dimmi come, angelo mio, mi ravvisaste, but how did you recognize me? Ah, nel marinar di Enzo Conobi. I know how Enzo sails. Ok, so al pari anch'io te al primo suono della parola, Enzo, Enzo adorato, replies Laura. My very much beloved Enzo. Ma il tempo vola, alerta, alerta, de non tremar, siamo in il sola, replies Enzo. Time flies, says Laura. We have to keep our watch. And Enzo says, ah, don't be afraid. We are in an island. What could happen if we are in a lonely island? Only the sky and the sea are witnesses to us. Vedrem fra poco tramontar la luna. Shortly, the moon will rise in the sky. Quando sarà corcata l'aura bruna, noi saprem col bacio in fronte, e con le vele, and a sharp, again, above. I forgot, in baci, there is also a G sharp. Then, laggiù nelle nevi remote, laggiù nelle tenebre ignote, sta il segno del nostro cammin, sta il segno, il sogno del nostro cammin. Then, in a somehow weird mixture, because it seems to happen from nowhere, Laura says, Nell'onde, and Enzo would reply, Nell'onde. Nell'ombre, nell'ombre. Just think that the two voices are intercalated. So one says, Nell'onde, nell'onde. Nel venti, filenti, filenti, ridenti, fuggenti. Gittiamo la vita, gittiamo la vita e l'estin. La vita è il destino, la luna discende, discende, ricinta di errori divende, siccome una posa all'altar, la sposa all'altar, e ascolte la spenta parvenza. Nell'onde con lenta cadenza la luna è discesa nel mar, la luna è discesa nel mar, è discesa nel mar, è discesa nel mar. So the moon disappear. The moon sinks in the sea. That's the final part of the actual duet, the only part that sounds like an actual love duet. But things are about to change. And so Enzo says, Il tuo no quiero la fuga ta presta, o amata donna, tu resta qui. As they are preparing that she not only is unloyal to her husband, but that she actually leaves and escapes from there. Along with Enzo. They see that someone is approaching. They say, Quel lume, ah, una Madonna, stella del marinar. It happens because Enzo needs to leave. Remember that I just mentioned that they are preparing, that the two of them are runaways. So she's left alone. Laura is alone. She notices a woman is approaching in a boat. And she says, Luna, Stella del Marinar, Vergine Santa, tu me difendi. In quest'ora suprema, tu vedi quanta passione e quanta fede mi trasse a tale audacia estrema, sotto il tuo velo che i prostrati amanta ti ricoverà costei che prega. So, Laura is talking to the Virgin. Vergine Santa, Holy Virgin, please defend me in these crucial hours. Tu vedi quanta passione, quanta fede mi trasse a tale audacia estrema. It is only this passion and this faith that has brought me to these audacious things that I am doing. Because Laura knows that she's putting herself in danger, living at night, leaving her husband, and being now with her lover. But everything is going to become much worse, because now we're about to see the true character of La Gioconda. La Gioconda arrives, and when she arrives, she's the woman that Laura saw approaching in a boat. And that woman approaching in a boat, that is La Gioconda, starts with very fiery words. To which Laura will reply, Chi sei? Chi son tu chiami? Oh, you want to know who I am? Son un'ombra che t'aspetta. Il mio nome è la vendetta. Amo l'uomo che tu ami. You want to know who I am? I am a shadow that is waiting for you. My name is Revenge. I love the man that you love as well. Gioconda continues. La tessi il tempo col sillone, venne la metta la forza sovrumana nel furor. Again, the opera of the high notes. Then again, an A sharp in fortissimo, m'invade i polsi. Vuoi fuggir? La morte struggi, vuoi fuggire, lieta rivale, si lontana, e l'ingovernale pronti son, sta ben, va. Again, and A, in fortissimo, va, fuggi, ergendosi terribile, says la partitura, the score. Ami paventi, ardisci a mia mar d'amor, quell'eroe. Laura replies, sfido il tuo corio rival. I am afraid of such a heart, you are my rival. Bestemmi, replies la Gioconda. And Laura replies, menti. And look at this way of describing their love for Enzo. While Laura says, l'amo come il fulgor del creato, come l'ora che avviva il respiro, come il sogno celeste beato, da cui venne il mio primo sospir. And as she has described that, Laura has described that the love that she feels for Enzo is l'amo come il fulgor del creato, come l'aura che avviva il respiro. I love him like the air that gives us enough breath to be still alive, come il sogno celeste beato. I love him like a dream like a heavenly dream. Qui viene il mio primo sospir. That's how Laura describes her love for Enzo. But opposite to that, we have La Gioconda, who describes it.
Ed io l'amo sì come il leone, ama il sangue e il torbido volo e la palmor ne vede arciole, le vola e la qui del sol.
So again, the opera of notes high above the F. La Gioconda has to go for an A, and then she has to go for a C flat, and she has said, "And I love him like a lion loves blood." In one hand, we have Laura describing the pure love for Enzo. Come il polorero. And the Gioconda says, come un leone ama il sangue. So compare just the two ways of loving, the love of Laura, closer to what one would think is a true love, and the love of Gioconda, that is described more in the terms of an obsession, detestable obsession, I would say, because La Gioconda insists, qual a folgor le vete son più forte il mio amor son, forte, again above an F, forte, più forte il mio amor, and Laura will insist, l'amo come il folgor del creato, and La Gioconda will insist, per i suoi baci soave, Laura che avviva il respiro, per suo bacio soave son più forte, insist La Gioconda, again going for an A, son più forte il mio amor, son più forte l'amor, again above an F, going for an A, going for a G, più forte, più forte, and again La Gioconda, amor, going for an A, and then going for a G, and then going for an A, and that's how the two of them will wrap up the first part, very violent part of their duet, because Gioconda, still full of anger, and the partitura, the score says, afferrandola per un braccio con il col massimo furore, now Gioconda has taken Laura by the arm with strength, with massimo furore, and says, il mio braccio t'afferra, vien che io ti scorga in viso, a terra, or più scampo non hai, questo pugnale. What has La Gioconda says after that, having taken Laura by the arm, she says, vien che io ti scorga in viso, I need to see your face, a terra, throwing her to, you know, to putting her on her knees, a terra, or più scampo non hai, you have nowhere to run, you have nowhere to hide, or più scampo non hai questo pugnale, because La Gioconda also now has a pugnale, she has a knife, because she has decided that she wants to kill Laura. And so even though she says that she was willing to kill her with that knife, with that pugnale, she says, there is a much worse future destiny for you. Look there, there is another ship approaching, because in quella barca bruna, là, el tuo consorte, your husband is coming on that boat. You are going to be punished by your own husband. And Laura replies, Cielo, perduta io son, e pieno l'anatema, la maledizione, ha, you will die. Ah. Of course, Laura, understanding that she is lost, she says,
Virgin Maita, Virgine.
So when Laura is calling the Virgin, putting above her the Rosario, remember this part because this is very important. I was telling you earlier that
Ante questo Rosario
was very important because that Rosario that Laura is holding now in her hands now can be seen by La Gioconda. La Gioconda has understood that Laura, or the woman in front of her, is the woman who saved her own mother. At that moment, La Gioconda says, Quel rosario, presto, fuggi a te, questa maschera t'asconda, ti salvo, o là il mio parli schermo. Che fai, ma dirai chi sei? And La Gioconda says, Fuggi, fuggi, escape, go, take my own mask, escape from here. Me?
Son la Gioconda.
I am Gioconda. So, Laura is going to escape. Barnava, remember, that wanted to sell Enzo and at the same time revealed the treason of Laura to her husband, arrives and says, Maledizione, apresi il vol, padron. Nel canal morto, la, la, forza di Remi, forza! Barnava is so very upset. He was about to accomplish this, and Laura has just escaped. Now Gioconda says, E salva, oh madre mia, going again for higher than an F, going now for an A flat.
Ah, quanto mi costi, oh quanto.
Gioconda has forgiven or has spared the life of Laura, but remember that what La Gioconda has just described is not really love. L'amo qual leone ama il sangue. I love him just the way a lion loves blood. Doesn't really look like love. It looks more like what nowadays we would call toxic relationship. Because remember that so far Enzo has not shown any sign of interest in La Gioconda. It is La Gioconda who keeps coming, who keeps following, who keeps insisting of being loved by Enzo. But Enzo at no point has he said that he is loved or that he has any sort of feeling for La Gioconda. Now that Laura managed to escape, Enzo has returned. Barnava, very upset that he could not reveal the treason to the husband of Laura. Enzo comes back and says, Laura, Laura, ove tu sei? La Gioconda, again, showing us what she is really capable of. And I was telling you that Gioconda, besides not showing any sign of happiness or laughter in her character, La Gioconda is a woman who is willing to go very far in her intentions only to get away with what she wants. Because she says, Laura es comparsa. Laura, fuggita. Laura is running away. In conda ciel che avvene. What happens, says Enzo? Che avvene, arei baci sognati il tuo sospir. Says La Gioconda, la chiama. Menti, menti, o crudel. You're lying, says Enzo. No! Più non t'ama, replies La Gioconda. No, she doesn't love you. You see there, down the canal,
Un vil che forse il corso e s'affoge. Il suo rimorso fu più forte dell'amor. You see that ship, that boat, escaping, going there so far? Well, it is her. She's running away from here. The remorse has been stronger than the love, she said, she has for you. Questo lido a lei funesto che l'amor... che la morte intorno sta, essa fugge e qui resta, ed io qui resto. Chi di noi più amato avrà? She, who said she loved you, has just escaped. But me, I am here. I am here for you, Enzo. But Enzo replies, taci, taci. Be quiet, be quiet. Ahimè, da che t'ascolto scopetai nel fango agguato, non mi dir d'avermi amato, odio sol ti porti in core, ma il suo barbaro consorte, l'idol mio, again going for an A and A flat, l'idol mio saprà trapar, la è la vita, and when he says la è la vita, life is there, la Gioconda replies, la è la morte, going again above the F, la è la morte, che eri tu, riguardo del mar, and then there arrives the chord, legale, salvi più, salvi chi può, tan-taran, because the ships are about to be born. La Gioconda says, tu sei tradito, un infame, crudele, al gran consiglio, il tuo nome svelò, rompi l'indugi, la forza di bele, il cielo ancora salvarti può. You have been betrayed, Enzo, says Gioconda. An infamous and cruel has revealed your true name. Then run so that you can save, you can spare your own life. Taci, è un insulto del vile il consiglio. Dove l'amor, dove? Again, higher than an ev, l'amor ti uvido, non temo il rombo del fiero naviglio, fuga ed arresta che, again, going for an A flat, an A sharp, che sia no non so, the coil steel. There, la Gioconda insisting, tu sei tradito, un infame, un crudele al gran consiglio, il tuo nome svelò, rompi in dolci la forza di bella, again, higher, and also Enzo, consiglio, again, higher, in cielo, in resa, again, the two of them going higher than an F, and as they are about to wrap up this duet, Enzo leaves and says, sin ch'io vivo no al nemico darem cenere brage. Sin te non vivo, without you, Lara, I cannot live. I will deliver myself to the enemy. Enzo says, oh, Laura, Dio! Again, going for an A sharp. Have you counted the number of times that I have mentioned F, F, Gs, A sharps, A flats? I am pretty sure we are well above 20 or 30 times that the singers are asked, and we are in the middle of the opera, to sing those notes. And when Enzo has said, oh, Laura, Dio, saying bye to Laura, Gioconda, very obsessed, è sempre Laura, ma almen possio, con te morir. See, yeah, she's so very upset that he is always talking about Laura. Why is he always talking about Laura? When at least I could still die with you. Con te, again, and a high note requested from La Gioconda. And with that tremendous scene of confrontation is how the second act of La Gioconda wraps up.
And now in the third act comes the thing that I was telling you about, one of the special things, particularities around this opera, which is the fact that the orchestral, the ballet that is part of this Gioconda, this format of Grande Opera Française, le balletto, il balletto, the ballet, is known for having been included in the animations of Walt Disney. La Danza de las Horas, The Ends of the Hours, a very, very, very well-known orchestral part. Well, this Ends of the Hours is what is very well known because of the animation that Walt Disney had in one of his productions. And so many people know this orchestral piece by the name of the Dance of the Hippos, because, of course, there are hippopotamus dancing there in that recreation by Walt Disney. Of course, that can be a lack of respect towards the composition of Maestro Ponchielli, given the nice vein of how he writes his music. And in somehow it makes us a little forget just the tremendous drama of the second act. We at this point need to mention that on understanding the treason of his wife, the husband of Laura, is giving her poison so that she can die. La Checa has been brought prisoner to the same very castle. In that castle is where this dance during a ball, the ballet, takes place, that very beautiful ballet. If you have the chance of watching the ballet outside the La Gioconda, of course, if you see it inside the opera, it's good. But if you see it only as a separate orchestral composition or a ballet itself, it would be very nice if you could have the chance of watching it. So I find it very revitalizing music. But going back to the plot, Laura is being poisoned by her husband, and La Gioconda will save her, replacing that poison by another potion that only make her appear to be death. In a way, somehow the same way Juliet will appear to be death in Shakespeare and in Gounod's creation, same way Laura will appear to be death, now again being saved by Gioconda, who would hesitate at saving Laura, because saving Laura, it means delivering the love to Enzo, and she wants to have Enzo. And remember that La Gioconda is a woman who says it is love, but in truth, what I think is that La Gioconda is only obsessed for Enzo. And after that situation where Gioconda has decided to save Laura from that poison and has changed it for another potion, in the final act, in the fourth act, while she's waiting for Enzo to arrive and she has asked the body of Laura to be taken to her place, they say a castle in ruins, that's where La Gioconda lives, and the body of Laura to be taken there, still insists that she's believed to be dead, but La Gioconda is just waiting for him to recover so that she can join Enzo. La Gioconda thinks for herself, and there comes the most well-known aria for La Gioconda, written by Amilcare Ponchielli, the aria Suicidio. Because at this point, what La Gioconda is thinking, well, maybe suicide is my only option. I have lost my mother, and I have lost my love, of course referring to Enzo. Sorry to insist, but Enzo has never given any sign of interest for La Gioconda. It is only La Gioconda that is obsessed for Enzo, but she still says that she has lost her love.
Many people know this aria because Eva Marton used to sing it in her recitals, in her concerts. And when you listen to the orchestra, then there comes this ton, and then that's when Gioconda starts singing Sweet Idio. A very heavy orchestra would follow, and then she will continue In questi fieri momenti, tu sol mi resti, e il cor mi tenti, un'ultima voce del mio destino, ultima croce del mio cammino. So it is in this mood that La Gioconda has told us, what's the purpose of being alive when I have lost my mother, when I have lost my love? And so I am so tired, she says, even though Vincil in Fausta, gelosa febre, orpiombo esausta, frale tenebre, I fall so me, so exhausted, so tired, I fall in this darkness, I fall in this darkness. Tocco alla meta, domando al ciel, di dormir quieta, dentro la vel. And so I ask heaven to let me sleep forever and quiet in this tomb. I want to live, to die, to stay forever in quiet in my tomb. Dentro la vel. This is not meant to be a nice aria. This is meant to be a very dramatic aria. Sherry knows that even though La Gioconda has fought till the last moment for the life of Enzo and to support her mother, she can bear it no more. She's tired. So please, heaven, let her rest in peace. Laura will awaken from the potion that she drank. Enzo, who thought that Laura was dead,
was willing to kill Gioconda. So tell me, how can you feel that Gioconda, how can she feel love for a man, Enzo, who in return would be able to kill her? I mean, this toxic, or even how can anything be any more toxic than these two guys? But okay, the two of them are living, meaning Enzo and Laura are living together. Gioconda is left alone. She really decides to take that poison for herself, because Barnaba, that evil guy, has returned again. And now, why is he returning? He's returning because he wants the price that Gioconda promised him. And the price, of course, for having saved Enzo, because Barnaba did something to save Enzo, even though he had revealed the true identity of him, he at the end helped in return for Gioconda to have sexual intercourse with Barnaba. Same way as Scarpia could do with Tosca, in exchange for the life of Cavaradossi. Tosca, finalmente mia! So Barnaba will arrive and says, così mantieni il patto? Sì, il patto mantengo. So, you are keeping your promise, says Barnaba. And Gioconda would reply, of course, I keep my promise. Lo abbiamo giurato, Gioconda non deve quel giuro tradir, che Iddio mi perdoni l'immenso peccato, questo per compir. God will forgive me for this immense sin that I am about to commit. Barnaba, ha ha ha, a parte con gioia, ebbrezza delirio, sognata mia gioia. Ti colgo, sognata mia gioia. Ti colgo e repente nell'arido cuor scompar l'altra noia coira dell'amor. T'arresta, se Gioconda, raffrena il selvaggio delirio. Vuol farmi più gaia. And there are some ornaments. A più fulgida ancora, barba e brezza. Per te voglio ornare la bionda mia testa di porpora e d'or. Ebbrezza delirio, sognata mia gioia. Just think of how Barnaba has waited to possess Gioconda. Ebbrezza delirio, sognata mia gioia. Scompar l'altra noia, con ira dell'amor. Con tutti i orpelli sacrati alla scena, Barnaba replies, ebbrezza delirio, sognata mia gioia, ti colgo. Ah, ebbrezza delirio, sognata mia gioia, ti colgo. Repente nell'arido cuor, repente scomparti nell'arido cuor. Barnaba cannot think of anything but possessing Gioconda. And he has gone this far. He started in the first act by accusing La Checa of being a witch only to possess Gioconda. And now he's about to do it. But he didn't know that Gioconda had already taken the poison. And feeling that she's about to die, she says, Voleste il mio corpo, demon maledetto! E il corpo ti do! You wanted my body, you evil! Il corpo ti do! So you wanted my body, you demon! Then take my body, il corpo ti do!
afferma, afferma, Elysion, e ben or tu modi e muori dannata. Ier tua madre m'hai offesso, io l'ho affogata. Ah, very upset. Ferma, ferma, Elysion, e ben or tu modi e muori dannata. You are about to die, but even you, before you die, let me tell you that I killed your mother yesterday. I killed La Checa yesterday. So, Gioconda, if you are going to die, the last words that you are going to hear is that I killed your mother. That's how Barnaba wants Gioconda to live. But it is already too late. No, no, the pew! Ah! He says, very upset. Ah! I couldn't ruin the last seconds of life of Gioconda. Gioconda has died before knowing that her mother was dead too. So this tremendous opera, La Gioconda, by Maestro Amilcare Ponchielli, this explosion of emotions and violence and pure instincts and desires, that's the composition he delivered to us. If you feel like to, I would appreciate that you share with us your thoughts, your feelings around this opera or any other you love. The email is operawelovesinging@gmail.com. operawelovesinging@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and we will be talking very, very soon.
We are posting more content in our profile in Ko-fi. You can find us there as Opera We Love Singing, all in one word. So go to Ko-fi, K as in key, O as in opera, dash, F as in food, and I as in ice. We love to see you there.